inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, peonies, how to plant them, how to divide them, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what is a, for somebody who does not know, what is a peony? What does it look like?
Peonies are usually large, well, if they're well established, large bushes of perennials. They are a perennial. Up to 3 to 4 feet across and tall. I've gotten some up to 5 feet tall around here, a lot taller than my parents grew them back in Upper Michigan. They are long-lived perennials. Some of these can live, 30 to 50 years or more, assuming they are planted in a good, well-drained site that gets sunshine and some nutrients and all of that. And the flowers come in colors from reds and pinks and whites, and there's some new breeding going on, trying to get some yellows and other colors in them also. Singles and doubles, there are wild species in China and Russia, and some of them are extremely fragrant. And in Alaska, is the hot new crop, agricultural crop, growing peonies for cut flowers to be shipped all over the world.
Are they used in, like, weddings? I heard
that. Exactly. The whites particularly and the pinks in weddings and for much of the world except for the Orient, where the red is the preferred color. So they've got high value, particularly because they bloom at a time in Alaska when other parts of the world are either all done or not happening, like in the southern hemisphere, which are going to be happening in the next, like New Zealand and such, Argentina, in about another month. There is where they will start blooming.
Oh, so Alaska's climate is just perfect for them then, right?
It is. It's perfect, and again, it's timing. Down in Washington, Oregon, they bloom earlier. They bloom in April and May, and here they don't start usually till June and beyond.
So where do we get our hands on peonies and for plants that we want to plant?
So our local retailers often will sell them in the springtime in pots. However, this is a great time of year to order the bare root tubers with buds from some of the peony growers. And again, you can do an online search for peony roots. This is the perfect time for planting them, just like with bulbs. We get them planted now and into October before the ground freezes, and they start to establish roots and get to a proper, get their timing down for when they should be sprouting in the spring as it gradually warms up versus those which are sold in the springtime out and very often coming up to Juneau as growing plants. So getting them, since I had to move some, I dug up a couple of them yesterday. And so I've been making divisions from those big clumps because we normally do not want to just transplant a very large clump. We want to split them up, and again, that way we can improve the soil underneath them.
How do you split them up?
That can be a challenge. These things are big. These clumps I dug were 3 feet across. They're probably 15 years old, roughly, from little tiny seedlings that I got from a fellow in Talkeetna. That they need to be moved. They were severely infested with buttercups and pretty much impossible to clean out. So I dug these up. They're probably 75 pounds to a clump with all the wet soil around them.
Wow.
And put them on a cart and hose them down to wash off all the soil so that I could see where to make the cuts in between all the big buds that were on top. And that's, I mean, if you see the picture that I sent you, I was using a hatchet to chop apart these big clumps because just my normal knives wouldn't cut them.
And so now you have either the new tubers, the new roots, or the divided up plants. What do you do with them? How do you just plant them like a bulb or any other?
Okay, nope, not at all. With peonies, planting depth is very important. So what you want, hopefully you're going to get a root, a tuber, with 2 to 3 to 5 buds, and you can normally see these buds on them. You can see the stems where they grew this year have been cut back. and then you've got to decide. And they can be some pretty gnarly-looking roots. That's the best way to describe them, going in every which direction. So we want to have those buds, the top of the buds. Now, mine have about 1 inch long, bright red buds on them already for next year. They will be dormant. And the top of those buds should be right at the soil surface. So if you dig your hole, you may have to dig a hole that's 8 or 10 inches deep and mix in some soil, some fertilizer. Like I said, in a nice, hopefully sunny, well-drained location to plant them, fill them in. And you can even, the gardener can even put on this surface, like that top inch or so as you're filling up, some sand or pea gravel or something like that for good drainage on the surface. And then they come up through that. We really don't have any pests for peonies. The biggest problem we do have, however, is fungus, just like so many other things, that may attack the, it's called botrytis, and that may attack the flower buds. And some varieties are more susceptible to this than others. And we can use our good old baking soda spray in the springtime for those. But get them planted before the frost is the key, and we will usually have some great flowers to follow. First year, it's actually worth picking off those first flower buds, kind of like we talk about some other things.
Okay.
So their energy goes into growing more roots and a bigger plant.
Okay, and we'll have that picture that you sent me, we'll have that posted on our website at ktoo.org. Thanks a lot, Ed.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
My body and my brain to the music from the land.